On May 6, 2010, the impossible happened. In less than 5 minutes, $1 trillion evaporated from U.S. stock markets before mysteriously reappearing. Procter & Gamble shares plummeted from $62 to $39 in seconds. Apple stock briefly traded at $100,000 per share. The financial world watched in horror, paralyzed by a phenomenon no one could explain. For 5 years, the flash crash remained Wall Street's greatest mystery, until investigators traced the chaos back to an unlikely source, a socially awkward day trader working from his childhood bedroom in suburban London. Navinder Singh Sarayo had never attended business school, never worked for a bank, and never even visited America. Yet somehow, this solitary figure had developed a technique so effective at manipulating markets that it would briefly break the entire global financial system. The S&P 500 dropped 5% in 4 minutes. Individual stocks traded at absurd prices, some at pennies, others at $100,000 per share. After a 5-second trading halt, markets mysteriously recovered, almost as quickly as they'd fallen. But the damage was done. $1 trillion had briefly vanished, and no one knew why. Navinder Sarayo seemed an unlikely market disruptor. Unemployed in 2003, he answered an ad for trainee futures traders despite zero finance background. His passions were soccer and FIFA video games, where he ranked among the world's top 700 players. At the trading arcade, middle-class peers called him the Chav. While others networked, Nav focused solely on winning. Like legendary trader Jesse Livermore, he possessed photographic memory for market patterns and divorced emotion from decision-making. Within months, he outperformed peers who'd studied finance for years. Nav's real education came in January 2008, when Germany's DAX index rose after hours while other markets fell. He tested a simple strategy: sell before close, buy back in the morning. It worked spectacularly. Nav scaled to 200 contracts nightly, a $15 million position, earning six figures effortlessly. The mystery buyer? Rogue trader Jerome Kerviel at Societe Generale, who'd secretly accumulated a $70 billion position. When the bank liquidated Kerviel's unauthorized trades, Nav had already made over £1 million. Kerviel's desperate gambit inadvertently bankrolled Nav's ascent and planted seeds for far riskier ventures ahead. Around 2007, markets transformed. Prices moved strangely. Phantom orders flickered. The culprit? High-frequency trading algorithms operating at microsecond speeds. While Nav reacted in a fifth of a second, HFT firms executed thousands of trades. By 2012, algorithms accounted for 60% of all trades. Secretive firms staffed by mathematicians achieved Wall Street's dream: massive profits with minimal risk. While banks hemorrhaged money in 2008, jump trading made $316 million with dozens of employees. Researchers found evidence of momentum ignition, wash trading, and, quote, stuffing, sophisticated manipulation at machine speed. These algorithms enjoyed technological advantages, co-located servers, preferential fees that created insurmountable barriers. By 2010, the overwhelming majority of orders were canceled before execution as HFT firms entered and exited with surgical precision. Rather than accept obsolescence, Nav decided to build his own machine, one that could manipulate the robot's signals and make them follow his commands. With his Kerviel windfall, Nav designed a trading program to dominate the automated marketplace through spoofing, placing large orders he never intended to execute. By creating the illusion of massive selling pressure, he tricked algorithms into driving prices down, then profited from smaller, genuine orders on the opposite side. In June 2009, Nav contacted Trading Technologies with specifications for his spoofing machine. He wanted a cancel-if-close function that would automatically move large sell orders to avoid execution. His back-of-the-book feature exploited the exchange's first-in, first-out queuing system, automatically adjusting single contracts to keep his fake orders at the back of the queue, minimizing execution risk. The system was devastatingly effective. By 2010, Nav was making astronomical sums, $435,185 one day, $876,823 the next. Operating from his childhood bedroom, he manipulated billions in orders daily. When the CME sent warnings, he dismissed them. Others broke those rules day in, day out. On May 6, 2010, Nav placed massive spoof orders escalating to $200 million. Over 2 hours, he traded 62,077 contracts worth $3.4 billion. At 7:40 p.m. London time, having made $879,018, he shut down. 1 minute later, the world's financial markets began to implode. A 20-person government task force traced the flash crash to Waddell and Reed, a Kansas mutual fund that sold $4.1 billion in futures through a Barclays algorithm with no emergency fail-safes. As conditions worsened, the algorithm accelerated its selling, creating a hot potato effect among automated traders. The CFTC concluded HFT firms hadn't caused the crash, but exacerbated it by abandoning the market when liquidity was most needed. The investigation that would ensnare Navsar began in 2012, when another Chicago day trader discovered massive order book imbalances in flash crash data, monolithic slabs of sell orders appearing above the market, moving in lockstep to avoid execution, classic spoofing. The case reached Jessica Harris, a 33-year-old CFTC investigator who'd taught herself data analysis. Working alone from a Kansas City office, she found the mysterious trader Navsar had modified or canceled orders worth $35 trillion in 12 sample days, twice America's GDP. On flash crash day alone, he accounted for nearly a third of all canceled E-mini trades. When investigators traced Navsar to a suburban house in Hounslow, they were shocked. His emails proved devastating. Boasts about telling the CME to kiss my ass, instructions for building spoofing algorithms, and explicit statements like, "If I am short, I want to spoof it down." On April 21, 2015, U.S. authorities arrested Nav on 22 counts, including wire fraud and spoofing, maximum sentences totaling 380 years. With assets frozen, he spent 8 weeks in Wandsworth Prison, confined to a 6-by-10-foot cell for 23 hours daily. Unable to sleep due to extreme light and noise sensitivity, he began unraveling. A psychiatrist diagnosed him with Asperger syndrome, explaining his lifelong social difficulties and sensory sensitivities. After legal maneuvering, bail was reduced to $50,000, and Nav emerged with wizard-like long hair under a black hood as photographers swarmed. The arrest sparked fierce backlash. With anti-HFT sentiment peaking after Michael Lewis's Flash Boys, many saw Nav as a scapegoat. Among independent traders, he became a folk hero, the David who beat Goliath's machines. The hashtag #FreeNav spread across Twitter. After release, Nav resumed his modest lifestyle, badminton with nephews, McDonald's meals, weekly football games. Those hopes crumbled when the DOJ revealed deleted emails showing explicit intentions to spoof markets. Then came Michael Kasha's landmark conviction, the first criminal prosecution for spoofing, resulting in 3 years in prison. Nav had spoofed for 5 years and earned $40 million, compared to Kasha's 10 weeks and $1.4 million. In February 2016, a British judge approved his extradition. On November 7, 2016, Nav flew to Chicago with FBI agents and admitted he knew his actions were illegal. 2 days later, he pleaded guilty to wire fraud and one count of spoofing. Nav returned to Chicago for sentencing in January 2020, over 3 years after pleading guilty. His extraordinary cooperation, including the week-long London debriefing, helped authorities develop better detection software, leading to dozens of convictions and a reported decline in market manipulation. The DOJ recommended leniency. Nav's lawyer portrayed him as an autistic savant who could barely function independently. Nav told the judge, "I spent 36 years trying to find happiness on a path built on a lie. Money doesn't buy you happiness, and I'm glad I know that now. Judge Kendall sentenced him to 1 year of house arrest at his parents' home, the same bedroom where he'd once commanded billions. Of the $38 million Nav owed in penalties, only $8 million was recovered. His supposed $65 million fortune had vanished into offshore accounts and fraudulent schemes. The flash crash exposed profound truths about modern markets. A single trader with modest resources had temporarily outmaneuvered sophisticated algorithms and destabilized the world's most liquid market. Nav's story shows what happens when exceptional talent operates without ethical moorings in systems designed to be gamed. As markets grow more automated and opaque, the flash crash's lessons remain urgent. We've built a financial system where milliseconds matter more than fundamentals, where a single person's manipulation can briefly erase $1 trillion. The question isn't whether another Nav Serao will emerge, it's whether we'll recognize the warning signs before the next crash.